grain. Mm-hmm. People just, in them days, you didn't fool no grain. You mean such a grain which you had to plant over. You mean that? Mm-hmm. You didn't have no water to store grain, that grain. Mm-hmm. They didn't have no water to put the cotton seed in them days. They just gin the cotton, gin out the lead it, cotton seed. As much as you've been here till the cotton seed what, they just gin the cotton out and leave it out down, leave them seeds out on the ground at the gin through the winter for the cows to eat. Mm-hmm. You know, all them cotton seeds out there to rot. With big farmers, big planters out of the way, had the cotton seeds sometimes that haul them from the gin, throw them seeds out over the poor spots of the land. Mm-hmm. For fertilizer. That's where they had fertilizer in them days.
What different animals did you have on the farm?
Horses, mules.
Say if you had
oxen.
How, if you had two mules hitched together, you'd call that a...
I got a double team. Double team. I got a double team.
How many would a double team be?
Two.
Two. Where did you keep the cows?
Cows. Mm-hmm. Kept the cows in the pasture.
Mm-hmm. What about where they could come in to get in out from the rain?
Well, in them days, they didn't have no stock law. Mm-hmm. You just turn your cows out. If I had anything at all, I had my farm fenced in. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm telling you? Well, you just turn the cows out, turn no stock load in. Mm-hmm. That's why you raise so many cows, sometimes your cows go over the cage and you wouldn't see your cow in 5, 6, or 8 months or till she have another cage. She'd come up, cause she'd be out in the rear. She wouldn't be in no pass at all. Mm-hmm. And that cow you was milking, well, you pin her calf. Then you turn that cow out, she go where she want and eat food, come back to her calf when she gets ready, or morning. Mm-hmm. And then you milk her.
What would you call that fenced-in place where you could shut her up?
A pasture.
Well, the small fenced-in place.
A lot.
Was that around the barn?
That's around the barn. You call that a lot.
What about out in the pasture? Where
out in the pasture means?
Where you could leave her overnight for milking.
Yeah, where you could leave her overnight and milk. That is at just out in the pasture now. Uh-huh. That is after the government performed the stock law. Mm-hmm. You see.
Did you ever hear of a milk gap or a cow pen?
Well, milk gap, that's what you ask.
Or cow pen?
Cow pen, yeah. Milk gap is what you lay down to let your cow go in your cow pen. Milk gap is. Mm-hmm. You let that gap down while your cow could go in your cow pen. Mm-hmm. You understand that?
Yeah, huh? She had to come in from the pasture to this cow.
Yeah, she can
tell you. Gap that. Down for her to come out the pasture.
Let your gap down. Then once you come out, you shut it back up from, so she could get back to the calves no more until you shut up. Mm-hmm.
Where did you keep the horses?
You kept the horses, your mules, and your barn lot.
Mm-hmm. What about hogs?
Hogs.